100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's not Thursday or Friday or Saturday. It is Sunday. And time for the weekly challenge, where you write a 100-word story on some topic or another. Usually it's up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sure enough, right up there it says age. So we're going to have a whole bunch of stories on the topic of age. There you go. You want to hear some? Okay, sure. We got time. How about we start with Tom? See what he's got on the topic. Let's get this thing started. Tom, tell us a story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a story this evening. A continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 63. "He's coming with me," said the doctor. Smith nodded, and the door of the wagon zipped shut. "Age has made you wise, Proctor. If you are a lying Caesar, I'll personally shove you into the digestive tract of a sandworm. And that is the age-old question. Am I leading you to the tiger or the lady?" Proctor's plan proved positive, but had not included the possibility of prize. Now it was El Cid's opportunity to reel out his plan. He knew, the doc knew, it was a trap. But it really didn't matter. Tamburlaine was worth the risk. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. And Tom will be back next week from his wandering around the world. He'll be rejoining us. And it'll be something new and fresh and exciting. I'm going to put the challenge up. Exciting. We'll see how... Anyway. What? Oh, God. I just deleted those. I've been telling myself I need to get rid of this stupid iTunes app and move over to Stitcher for podcast management. This thing is stupid. I delete something out of my library, and it comes back as a cloudy. And it's like that stupid podcast app on the phone screws up. I'm so tired of it. It's so dumb. I'm sure there's a logic to it, and it's up somebody at Apple's ass. Oh, God. Every app. I just want to have a list, sync them up, and make it work. That's all. None of this fucking around with clouds. Really? Okay, so anyway, Tom will be back. Lizzie is also back from her wandering around, but she had this one recorded just in case you wanted to, you know, spend an extra day or two playing in the sun or something. So here is Lizzie.
Being a kid has its disadvantages. Being a teenager becomes, more often than not, a nightmare. Yet being an adult is the worst. It's not only the fact that we are adults for most of our miserable lives, but also because as old age kicks in, murmurous mundagreens tend to progressively take over our volatile certainties. In the future, age will be irrelevant, I suppose. I wonder if we'll just get stuck at old age, or if we'll choose which age we'd like to be. Oh. Gosh, I just realized that we'll all be young and breathtakingly beautiful. How dreadful. This story is... scrolling down. This story is a wink at Vonnegut's short, To Be or Not to Be, and Second Life's avatars, although there seems to be an invasion of some very creepy, pseudo-fashionable avatars lately, which are definitely not breathtaking. Okay, for those of you who are not in this virtual world, Sorry about that cryptic reference, and if you're very intrigued, do a search on SL's fashion models and recent blog posts, and you'll understand what I mean. However, beware, it's literally nightmare material. Okay, joking aside, drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh man, do I know about that. The wide lips, the duck hip, all that crap, and the Lola tangos, and what? Oh. Thank you, Lizzie. And, do go by her blog. Go by everybody's site that mentions it. Let them know. Go on the site, say, hey, hi there. Me? I don't need to. Although, I could promise to do it this week, and then y'all can have an excuse to go and check up on me. How's that for a real challenge? Huh? Okay. So I'm going to go preview, and then that's going to have the preview of the site. Then I can right-click and go to Lizzie. And there's a comment. There we go. All right, hold on. I actually leave comments other than the rambles on my site. Smiley LSCM. Put a heart there just for fuck's sake. And, oh crap. Prove that you're not a robot. What? That's insulting to people who are robots. And there we go. Alright, so I left a comment. Ta-da! I may keep doing that. So, next person to get a comment will be... Oh, wait. But it's John Musico.
My Fight Against Time by John Musico. I was never okay with aging. So I spent my life building a time machine. The preliminary test project bent two-dimensional space. The model was a sheet of paper labeled from left to right, negative 10 years through now, zero. A magnet made the plane curl. More force was needed to make it furl further, like a rolled-up magazine, such that the 10-year mark moved forward to the now position. Instead of a magnet, I capitalized on that when planets' orbits become collinear, their gravitational forces summate. Before I could apply the device to three-dimensional space, I learned I was terminal.
Thank you, Mr. Musico. Just left a comment on your latest. See? Leaving comments. Some of them may even be relevant. Hold on. Jeffries is acting up. I was reading his latest post about folks invited to speak at universities and then subject of protests because of their points of view and this and that. And I'm trying to say, I think commencement speakers ought to challenge the views of the mass-produced graduates as they slide down the chute. Oh, the connection was reset. WordPress, all in all, has gotten weird about comments, man. Oh, well. Oh, I added a comment. Okay, good. It remembers. So, there. Leave comments on sites. Check them all out. Not all the great writing is here, although a lot of it is, really. But, no, go out there. Learn something about your fellow story maker people. So, speaking of... thank you, John. And speaking of Jeffrey, here's his story. Site is out there. You know, hey, maybe you'll learn something you don't like about someone, and you'll go like, yeah, I don't like it about you. And then you'll converse and then discover, we like to play backgammon. And you'll play backgammon on Yahoo. I don't know. Anyone want to play backgammon on Yahoo?
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 434 on the topic of age. My first story is just called Age. They say you're only as old as you feel. Most mornings, I estimate my age at 97, give or take half a decade. My head hurts from the sinus congestion, my joints ache because I have a touch of arthritis, and my muscles ache, well, just because. But don't pity me. By the time I get out of the shower, I'm no more than a septuagenarian. A brisk walk to the office, and I'm no more than retirement age. That's where the trend ends, however. A couple of aggravating meetings and uncomfortable chairs later, and I'm clearly ready for the old age home. So when I tell you that this job has made me lose my mind, it's just the metaphorical dementia setting in. And my second story is called Golden Age. It was a golden age, a time before war, a time when man could live as one with nature, a time when man and woman could live in innocence, untainted by the corruption of the world we now know. Then abruptly, it was over. The happy Eden was gone, replaced by conflict and strife, where man and woman were at each other's throats, where strangers bestrode the land, and nature itself was corrupt. Look, honey, I understand you're not happy about my parents moving in with us, but don't you think you're being a little overdramatic? Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Okay, this week I'm recording in WAV files separate from the little files, putting them in this weekly challenge project folder, then I'm going to dump them into GarageBand. I think this way of doing it, where I use GarageBand to do the telephone effect, then assemble it there, walk away, fold up the laundry while it's doing it, maybe take a shower, then come back, oh, it's all done, yay, oh, crap, I left the metronome on, oh, god damn it, and then have to do it again, and then it's 10 o'clock, and then, I gotta go get it. Although I already did a grocery run. So, I got pretzel chips. Oh, yeah. Lots of carbs. Don't worry, I'm getting the treadmill soon. I keep saying I'm going to get one. And I'm going to get one, although it's not going to be on the Discover card. Fuck this $200 cashback bonus. They keep screwing up this payment thing. I don't care. It's not worth it. They rejected a payment because I had a negative $19,000 balance. It's like, what? How stupid can you be? So, screw it. I'm just going to use the other primer, go back to the way I was. Huge mistake. Sorry I ever tried. Greed will get you in the end. You know, there is no such thing as a free lunch. So, fuck Discover. Let's move on to Richard. How's that for an intro?
Good morning, everybody. Well, this week's topic was age, and it wasn't my favourite. I have to say, I'm no ageist, but I really don't want to be old. Anyway, here's my first story. It's George's story, part 66, Crash. The Land Rover rattled along the zoo service roads, and pretty soon George was heading for the main zoo gates and the open road. No longer feeling his age or his bruises, he smiled broadly as the realization dawned that he was about to realize an ambition he'd always secretly held. And, flooring the accelerator, he sped towards the gates ahead of him, hands grasping the wheel tightly. Once again, George's expectations, built entirely on Hollywood movie scenarios, were a little high. Rather than crashing triumphantly through, he thudded unceremoniously into the solid iron gates and came to a dead stop. My second story is called All in the Mind. They say age is all in the mind, and you're only as old as the person you feel. Well, I wish somebody would tell my body. No matter how young at heart I feel, my body tells me I'm no teenager. The whole mind-over-matter approach fails dismally when it comes to facing the reality of a body that is no longer as young as it once was. Faced with the inevitability of growing older and all it entails, one thing is certain, I'm not doing it gracefully. I wish I could, but my body's just not up to it. And my final story this week is called New Age. The dawn of a new age, that's what they said. The marvels of technology, science, and engineering would transform the world into a place of leisure. Labour-saving devices would turn everyday tasks and toil into pleasure, whilst new materials would revolutionise our living spaces. Such was the optimism of the 1964 World's Fair. Well, that all worked out well, didn't it? How foolish to think that brightly coloured melamine, self-cleaning ovens, and television in every room could really improve our lot. In reality, the dawn of the new age was simply the fading light of a once golden age. And on that happy note, I shall leave you. Have a good week, but remember, by this time next week, you'll be a week nearer death. Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. Although, just to be fair, to be specific, to just point out a little flaw in that little statement, let's say that someone dies on Monday. A week from now, they won't be a week nearer to death, but 6 days further from it. Okay, that's not cheering anybody up. Robin Williams died on a Monday. Okay, first rule of holes, when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Well, when you dig yourself into a hole. Oh, God, I can't do anything right this week. At least I've got grapes in the refrigerator. They're fresh and green. Greedy Greg will eat them all. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Richard. And, Tora, I'm just going to put the shovel aside and let you take over at this point.
Ladies and gentlemen, proclaimed the huckster. You have heard of the elixir of youth, but who wants to be a dumb teenager forever? I present to you the elixir of age. Every day you drink this, you will find yourself a day older. A day wiser, a day richer, you ask? That is up to you. A day is more precious than a king's crown. Use it well, and there will be no limit to your prosperity. Use it badly, and your fortunes will decay with your body. It sounded like a good deal, but he had few customers.
Can I order that stuff online? Is it on Amazon or Etsy or something? eBay? Hulu? Thank you, Tura. And, I could use a... What's the flavor? I got this macadamia vanilla coffee with Kona in it, and I love Kona. The problem is it doesn't taste good until it cools down. Oddly enough, no Bailey's in it. Although, I ran out of Bailey's in the big bottle, and I've got another bottle, but I didn't put any in this morning. The second cup of coffee I will, though. How much time do I have left on the stuff in the dryer? Let's see. Oh, 5 minutes. All right. So, and I have 12 shirts. So I need to do 12 hangers. I remembered to count them. So thank you, Tora. And let's move on to... Whoa, Jeff Hema is back. And he did a story while listening to my stories in that weird fashion, creepy Second Life thing. While I was doing... I do them live on Saturday morning when I'm not in a shitty mood. But still, it was a good mood. And I was like, okay, Drew. If you're a newbie, learn how to use voice. Learn that other crap. Don't ask me how. I'm not a fucking technical support person anymore. It's all documented somewhere, right? Jeff, here, read for us.
Hi there, this is Jeff Hema, and here's my story on the topic age. We love our grandma. Grandma is in her 80s. All her muscles hurt except her tongue. shall give you a piece of her mind whether you are being nice to her or not. Dad is 56 and will retire in a couple of years. He has to let her know whenever he needs to leave the house. When he complains about it, she says that the last time she checked, she was still older than he. Once Mom asked her if she wanted to take a shower so that she can help her, Grandma accused her of implying that she stunk. That's it for me. You can check my page on Facebook called Twisted Stories and give us a like if you like. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Oh, and I put a little comment on your little Facebook thingy, and I linked it because I forgot to put the link in the notes. I looked it up for once. That way people can leave comments on it and like it. I feel like a lunatic. I just got my laundry out of the dryer. I did not put a bounce anti-static sheet on it. Why? Because Robin Williams always said, you're only given a little spark of madness. Cherish that spark. Don't let it go out. But if you need refreshing, don't put bounce in the dryer, and you get all the sparks you want. The commercials always showed someone with a sock on the back of their shirt. And I'm like, really? Seriously? How fucked up do you have to be to not notice a sock on the back of your shirt? That's a dumb. But still, you know, we play up the, hey, it's hard opening a can. Use our newfangled can opener. The one with, takes a AA battery and shove it up your butt. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. People are just so stupid and gullible. I like static. It's a little spark of madness. Everybody needs it now and then. Especially people with guns. So, thank you, Jeff. And let's move on to, speaking of sparks of madness, serendipity. Yeah.
How old am I? As old as time itself. You can trace my roots back through lifetime to lifetime, generation to generation, to ancient tribal memory, and beyond. I am the driving force of creation, the stimulus for growth, the foundation of language, and the glue that binds society. Without me, life is less precious, success worthless, and triumph meaningless. I am unstoppable, ignored at your peril, the stuff of nightmares, and the crucible of adversity. You cannot survive without me, yet would do anything to avoid me. Yes, you know me. Intimately. And, who am I? I am fear.
Thank you, Serendipity. You fearsome Serendipity, you. Left a comment on your site? Eee! Sorry that your system's all wonky and stuff. Hey, I gotta tell you. Philip Rosedale posted up a snapshot of his laptop and said every laptop ought to have one. And there are so many things wrong with that. One, it ought to be built in, not have stuff hanging off your frickin' laptop. Otherwise, what's the point of a laptop that you can carry around if we have all this shit you gotta tack onto it? Also, he was showing code. You don't show code. That's a way to get fired from a software shop. That's okay when you're the CEO, when you're the lead geek, you can do anything. Also, look very closely at the time machine icon on his status bar. It's grayed out. I hope that your lead geek developer CEO is making backups of their shit somewhere. Otherwise, hopefully someone else has the payroll numbers and the money. God. Whatever. So, how about we move on to another story? Let's go to Zach Man. He'll cheer things up.
Have you ever lied about your age? I have. Once telling a bartender, I was 21 before I was. My wife is slightly older than I, but looks several years younger than I do. When we were first married, I told people that she was 19. I continued to say this lie until a friend mentioned just how wrong it was to have a 19-year-old wife and a 10-year-old kid. I am comfortable with my current age, whatever it is. Since I lied about it so much, I don't remember what my age really is.
Your age is the Bronze Age, Mr. Zachman. Now go fight some Hyksos and Hittites.
Thank you, Zachman. Wouldn't that be fun if it says underage you say iron, or bronze, or dark, or space?
I'm Space Age!
We're stuck in the information age, although looking at the media it's more like the disinformation age. Really? We're supposed to believe that shit? Really? Huh? Okay. So, thank you, Zachman. Let's move on. Julie! Julie's kind of down with that, you know, funny dude, depressed dude dying, killing himself. I hope his belt winds up on eBay, because I can put it on my shelf right next to Sylvia Plath's oven mitts. It'll be so cool. And, well, I tried to get Cleopatra's asp, but it kind of dust.
Word stories from Julie. This one's for Robin Williams. Yay! This one's called God's Comic. These are the days when the big sad rolls in with the moon's mud tide. Thick fog, choking, rising in a strangling surge. If I could wish you up, out, I would. If I could save you, I would take you with me to Paris. These are the days I am reminded over tea, how we are perceived. Rays of light, bits of sunshine, friends, lovers, mentors, while we fight the dark inside, and no one knows. You stood on your head and made me laugh. What happens when the big sad wins? There is no halftime show.
Thank you, Julie. And hey, we're in the middle of the podcast, so time for the halftime show. What? There's no halftime show? Shit. There's a petition going around telling people to vote for Weird Al to be the halftime show for the Super Bowl, and you gotta wonder, really? Do they have an album out? This, that? Is there a lot of money involved? It's all fucked up. People don't care.
Oh, there's a petition, huh? Now I can wipe my ass with it.
You can't make a difference. Make a garden. Help your neighbor. I have no idea who my neighbors are, but I'd help them. Someone's in trouble, do something. Don't pray. Putting your hands together and mumbling, yeah, might as well just put your hands behind your ass and take a dump. That'd make a difference. Get involved. Get up. Do something. And then God will say,
oh, that's what I should have done. Duh.
Just like that. Probably in Aramaic. Alright, so I've offended everyone now. Might as well just keep going. Chelsea, your turn. Wasn't that an intro from hell?
Age by Chelsea. Our lives are a steady progression of days from the instant we take our first breath to the moment of our last. This is an inescapable fact of our biology, and at present, the average person can do nothing about that. That fact, however, really has nothing to do with our age. Age is a state of mind. We truly are only as young or as old as we feel. Personally, I'm hoping to spend the rest of my life somewhere between 21 and 30, young enough to have all the fun, and just old enough to be taken seriously.
Thank you, Chelsea. I don't feel like drinking the rest of this coffee. It's just, bleh. It's only good for a little bit, and then just, bleh. Although, now I'll put in another warm one, let it rest for a while. Maybe this one I'll put Bailey's in. Let's keep going here. Dionysus, you're still listening, right? I just want to make sure. Okay. Dionysus is here, so let's go ahead and listen to his stories. I've got some more comments to make. Make some more comments on more sites. That way people know I'm not just blowing smoke up their ass. Although, wait, Chelsea doesn't have any. I thought Dionysus had a link. I guess not. By the way, if you look on the site and you don't see a link on your name and you know there is one, let me know. Send me an email. Say,
hey, I sent you a link. Or, I forgot to send a link. Put this link in there.
I can edit the show notes. It's editable. It's not written in stone. Unless, of course, you print this stuff on stone. That's a little weird. But I don't care what kind of 3D printing you do. You should 3D print chocolate. Because nothing's... You know how to make chocolate more awesome? Make it shape silly. Yee! Dodecahedrons in chocolate! Wee! So, edible dyes. Okay, the Dionysus. Here we go.
Hi, it's Dionysus Close with a story about age called New Keys. His hands were shaking, and he dropped the keys. "Hurry the fuck up," said one of the young men who had appeared in his garage. He stooped as well as he could to pick them up. "This motherfucker is playing us," one said. The key resisted the keyhole at first. He fumbled with making it turn. "New keys are rough and don't fit well," he said, half to himself. "The fuck do I care?" said the bigger one, shoving him. The old man stumbled into a recycling bin. Still, the keys wouldn't work. They kicked him, slapped him, disappeared. His wife found him there, sobbing.
Thank you, Dionysus. So what is this ice bucket challenge thing? Do I need to dump a bucket of ice on my head? Ooh, we could convince Nick to do it tomorrow. Yeah, that'll... Never mind. So, how about I just drink some iced tea? There. I took the drink some iced tea challenge. I challenge all of you to drink some iced tea. I don't have enough followers or fans or any of that stuff. And if I have any left, I'll work hard to drive them away. Including you. Who's the next up to... Oh, Norval Joe. Well, how about he dumps a bucket of ice on his head? Maybe a bunch of people will do it. I don't know. It seems silly to me.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 434 with a prompt of age. So here's my story. "You won't let me hang with your group because I'm black," Ben said. "No," Belinda said, "it's not just your color, it's your age. You're so much older than all of us." "I'm not really. I just got left out in the cold. I never even had a spot on me. A single night in the chiller and boom." "I'm sure you're sweet on the inside. Just as sweet as any of the girls in my bunch. Face it, we're bananas. You could even come from the same tree. But if we didn't grow together, you can't be in my bunch." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Norval Joe. We will see you next week. Even if you miss next week, I'm just going to play this story again. Or maybe I'll just have the harmonica blowing for 2 minutes. Whatever it takes, you'll be here next week. I'm taking that as a promise. No matter what stupid crap I say, you know, you're on the record. Is there a link that I can write something at? Right. Let's keep going here. Next up, let's see. Who else? Danny. Okay, let's go with Danny here. Yeah, I just didn't know what screen to look at. I'm being dumb.
Yeah, here we are with Weekly Challenge 434. Danny Dwyer, yada, yada, yada. Whatever. Weekly Challenge. Age. Here's the story. This is the day of the never-ending age of insomnia. This day is beyond the age of MTV. We have our laptops, our iPhones, our Androids, our iPads, and our digital television. We have a constant, permanent connection with the world 24 hours a day. This is the age that our childhood comic book heroes have become political hacks representing a country that no longer exists outside the fiction trapped within our own delusional minds. This is the age where people we label terrorists rise up because they want food and water. This is the age of our own self-destruction. That's my story this week. You want to complain about it? It's called DannyDwyer.wordpress.com. Come visit, you know, or don't. I'm cool with it, man. Have a great day.
Well, I'm not cool with it. Everybody go there right now. I'm taking this podcast hostage. There won't be another weekly challenge until you go over there and leave a comment. All it is just one fucking click. Really, people? What, are you so busy in your lives? I'm not busy in my life. I got nothing better to do. I just did laundry. I don't have to. I could make Gina do it. But no, I did it. I woke up early. I could go for a walk. I probably should. Except it's fucking hot out. Although I'll probably be sweating anyway if I get a treadmill and then walk in here. It's all fucked up. Just everybody go crazy, really. What's the point? Maybe we already are. I'm not sure. Thank you, Danny. And let's move on to Muncie. Speaking of crazy.
Greetings, informers. From Muncie. And I hope you're ready for your debriefing. Because informers are debriefed. Yeah? I think so. You're getting debriefed. And everybody wants to be like you. Yeah, no, I just referenced the other snow song. Only Canadians will get that joke. And on that note, let's do a story. The Club by Christopher Monroe. I still hit the club. I'm not that old. It's every other week or so, but I still go. I'll never be this young again. I deserve every moment of happiness that comes. And I can still be counted on, come last call, when I go, to be dancing. Don't mention that the club is a painstaking recreation of a bar I loved in 1998. I don't want to remember that. But yeah, I still go. You're only as old as you feel. And, at the club, I feel 18 again. The next day I feel 70. Still, I go. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's it for me, informers. And may I say, If somebody recreates your favorite club from when you were 20, go. It took them a ton of effort, and it's a ton of fun. So I can't recommend it enough.
I wish someone would recreate the club sandwich I had when I was 20. It was this place, oh my god, it was like called Stacks or something. It was beautiful, lightly fried, I know that's an oxymoron, but it was just perfect. And the dipping sauce was incredible. And then they were gone. They were on our rice discount cards, and we went there once, and I thought it was good. Everyone else thought it sucked. They were wrong, but then next year it was gone. Every time I go down that road, I'm on Montrose, I think. I look and it's like, oh my god, it's gone. So, yeah. Well, they recreate your club sandwich, too. So, thank you, Muncie, for that step into yesteryear. And one more story? Okay, well, if you insist. How about some Planet Z, people? Yeah, I can tell you're excited.
There aren't many stars left from the golden age of Hollywood. They're in the same hospital ward at the old actors' home, lying in their beds, surrounded with cards and flowers and wreaths. None of them have any names on them, just generic cards and flowers and wreaths. Best wishes, get well soon, thinking of you, but no names. And every time one of them dies, the staff divvies up their cards and flowers and wreaths to the remaining residents of the ward. One day, there was one patient left. They were smothered to death by cards and flowers and wreaths.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of age. I hope you had a good time this week. Not sure what else to say, but the archives are in oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can social this and click that and blah, 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 blah. You know the drill by now. I'll see you all next week when the topic is load. There'll be another story tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Then back to the weekly challenge and just keep doing that. Till then, thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.